I came to New York on a Friday night, and I went right to Mittens. And I literally dropped my bag and said, you know, I'll see you folks in the morning, because I think it was late evening when I finally arrived from where I had left. And, you know, it's a train trip, so it took whatever, 6 hours or whatever it was. So by the time I got here, it was late evening. You know, it was late afternoon, early evening. And so I said, you know, I'm so glad you are going to let me stay here. Thank you very much. And so then I'll see you tomorrow. And I dropped my bag. I said, well, where are you going? I said, well, I had promised to meet someone, and I'm running a little late, so I want to go. And so that made sense to them. I said, okay, he's a young guy. He's looking for a job. Everything's fine. Okay. So wasn't true, but I went to Minton's and introduced myself to the piano player and said, I'd like to sit in. The guy said, yeah. Okay. Said, a lot of guys want to sit in tonight. It's Friday night. And so sure enough, there were, you know, I thought he was just putting me on. But sure enough, there were several guys that he said, okay, come on, play. And come on, play. And several guys. So the night wore on and on, and I'm sitting there all the time nursing these cokes and things. It wasn't that I didn't drink at that time, but I really wanted to just check everything out. So I wasn't drinking. And in those days, I thought I could handle, I was a frat man. I thought I could handle my whiskey, so drinking didn't bother me. But I was just drinking these cokes and everything. And so finally, the very last set, and I'm as it got later, I started bugging this guy. You know, I said, well, hey, man, you know, let me play. And he said, yeah, you know, and he kept fluffing me off. So finally, he said, okay, come on, play the last set. Now, I mean, all night long, you've had maybe five or six guys on stand. Now you got 10, 15 guys on the stand. You're never going to get to the piano player, you know. So all of these guys are on. And we're playing. Well, by this time, the reason there's so many guys on is that there are people from downtown clubs. One of whom is Ben Webster, and I am thrilled, man. Here I am sitting in, and one of my heroes walks in. You know, I mean, it's all good, but this is Ben Webster. And so, man, I don't care if I get a solo now. I mean, I'm, you know, hey, right. And so I'm sitting there playing, and he plays. And, I got a couple of solos on the blues or something, you know, a little bit, not very much. Anyway, I'm playing a lot of comp. I'm playing for everybody, you know. So Ben comes over, and he says, what's your name? And introduces himself. I said, yeah, I know who you are. And he said, what are you doing? So I said, well, I just got in town. So he said, I'm looking for a piano player. He said, are you available? And so I said, yeah. He said, you belong to the union? I said, no. And so he said, well, come on down. He said, oh, damn, tonight's Friday night. Why don't you come on down Sunday night? He said, because Saturday night it's going to be too crowded, and I can't have you sit in with my group on Sunday night. It'll be okay.